Chase, with what they think is going to inherit the mantle from Junior about most popular driver, the large majority of them have said you. A couple even said that you've already won it. When you hear stuff like that, how much of it do you take from it is sort of a homage to your father's legacy, and how much of it is, ooh, I hope my on-track performance can live up to that?
Oh, I appreciate the kind words for sure. Nothing's ever for sure till it's for sure, right? So, you know, I think that I just need to be me, you know, and frankly, not to avoid your question, but it's just not really relevant to what I need to be focused on, right? So I've encouraged people to pull for whoever they find value in pulling for, whatever they find a connection with. Whether that's me or someone else, that's their decision, right? So why that's the case, you know, I can't answer just because I don't really know, right? But I'm going to continue to be me, and hopefully we have some great support. If I'm not your guy, then I'm not your guy. But I think that, you know, I'm very appreciative of the support I've had to this point, and Dad has had a great following over the years, and I think that the people that were you know, some big Bill Elliott fans, they followed me for a long time, not just since I've been in the NASCAR world. So just trying to keep doing my thing, and, you know, we'll see as the year unfolds and going down the road.
One of the drivers said today that NASCAR has no idea what it's in for. When you get to the point where you're winning a race, the reaction will be like nothing we've seen in a long time. Are you ready for that, if that truly is what happens?
I'm just trying to go and compete for wins. You know, I can't, I'm not in a position to be worried about what's on the other side of something that's not promised, right? So when something's not promised to you, how is it fair to look on the other side of that? So I'm living on this side of it. I'm living in reality. And the reality is I'm 0 for 78 or whatever it is, and that I need to go and do my job better and try to win some races. And whatever happens, happens.
Chase, Jimmy has been outspoken about how focused he is on this season with the way last year ended for him. Have you seen anything different? I know he's been with him for a couple of years now, but have you seen a different Jimmy this season so far than you've seen the last couple of Januarys and Februarys?
Man, Jimmy's always been very a great leader, very involved, very dedicated. The Jimmy Johnson that I think we've all known him to be. So I can't say that I've seen him be a different person over the past couple of years. I think what I have seen in him internally within our company, within our team meetings and things, might not be what you guys have seen. You know, you might see more of that leadership role because there are a couple younger guys around, so you might see more of that. But I think it's always been there. Yeah, well, that's enough of a personality as anybody's got to have, right? I mean, you know, if you want to be loud and whatnot, then perfectly fine for you. That's one of the great things about living in the United States, right? You have freedom of speech. But I think that for him or for whoever, you know, at the end of the day, we're race car drivers, and your on-track performance is going to be what defines you the most. So I think that especially amongst his peers and amongst his competitors, everyone knows what he's capable of, what he's done, and I don't think there's any racer here that has underappreciated what Jimmy's accomplished and still has opportunity to accomplish. I mean, the guy's he's not done, right? So I think it's unfair to write him off. He's far from done. I mean, still very much in his prime and can go and race with anybody, so... I don't think he's been underappreciated by anybody around here. You know, I can't speak for people across the world, right? So I don't know them, but I certainly don't underappreciate him, and I know nobody around us do. You know, I'm a believer in the safety aspects that have come along. And, you know, all that stuff has come a long way, right? It can still happen to you. You know, anything can happen to you. You still get hurt, no matter how safe something is or no matter how great a new product is or a new helmet is or a new fire suit, you know, whatever it is, you can still get hurt, right? That's part of it. That is a risk of what we do is getting hurt. Obviously, I don't want to get hurt. No one wants to get hurt. No one wants to have any type of issue like that. But it is a reality that can happen. All that we can do is make sure that we're diligent in the decision making process that we make for, you know, applying all the things that we wear properly and doing all the right things. Because at the end of the day, there's no one that's going to look out for you more than you in that situation. At the end of the day, I'm the guy that's buckling my seatbelt. I'm the guy that's putting my helmet on and tying my helmet strap, you know, clipping my Hans up, all that stuff. I think it's important for us as drivers to be diligent in making sure the people around us have our backs and all that standpoint. So it can happen, but no, it's not something that's going to scare me away from it. I'm a believer in our process at Hendrick Motorsports about how we go about mounting seats and doing our thing. I could still get hurt. I could get hurt tomorrow night, but that's something that you just have to have confidence in your equipment and hope that things work out for you.
Chase Blackwater said a little bit ago, I was asking about Truex's year last year. He said that he didn't think anybody at this level, the elite level, should be dominating the field like that. Do you think that's the case? Obviously, your dad had a season like that a couple of times. Do you think that's good for the sport when someone is that good and that much better than everybody else?
Heck, I mean, to have not, I mean, I didn't catch the whole first part of what you said, but I mean, heck, for somebody to go and to dominate, you know, like that and to have a year like he had, that's something to be proud of. If I'm them, that's what I want, right? That's what I want to do if I'm a racer or if I'm in any type of sport. So I think it's unfair to say that that's not right or it shouldn't be like that. They've just done their homework and they had a big advantage. Martin did a great job, did his job, so I think they deserved it. That they proved that they were the best last year and proved it all season long. Well, we were just talking about this a minute ago. I'm gonna continue to be me, and like I've said and I've encouraged people, you know, before now. I just think you have to go and find a connection with somebody. There's obviously a lot of guys that are leaving the sport or retiring. There's also a lot of young guys coming in with a lot of different personalities, right? So I think that you just have to find what fits you. You know, find a connection with somebody. If that's me, great. If that's not me, then hey, you know, that's your decision, right? So I just think that I'm going to continue to be me, run down the road as I see fit and as I see like I want to do things. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm going to continue to do what I've been taught to do and handle situations as I've been taught to handle them. And, you know, if people want to follow that and support that, then I'm certainly very appreciative of it, and I'll do my best to make those people proud at the end of the day. So we'll see. Yeah, take your pick, right? So, yeah, a lot of frustrating moments last year. You know, the 500 was kind of the beginning of a lot of those frustrating moments, unfortunately. But, you know, there wasn't a whole lot we could do about the Daytona 500 last year. We were in a position to be out front. Would you have banked on not having a late race caution at the end of the Daytona 500? I wouldn't bank on that. So Alan wasn't banking on that. And you can't give up the lead, because as soon as you do to try to go save gas, then a caution comes out. Well, now you're done. So the circumstances we were given, I felt like we did the right thing as a team. We made the right decisions. Alan made the right calls. So the ones that frustrate me the most are the ones that I feel like I can do something about to change the result. I don't know what I would have done. I can't create gas. So, you know, I don't really know how to change that.
Like to be me and not have that kind of hanging over me.
I don't really think there is that hanging over me, to be honest with you. I think that I think at this point I've been maybe not in the NASCAR world, you know, too terribly long, but I've been at least racing long enough where people know who I am, or not don't know who I am from that standpoint, but know the personality I have. They've kind of got to know me a little better. And I think that it, by this point, if people are still following along, then they're following along because of the person I am, I hope. And I think that's all you can ask for. So, you know, I've been very clear and honest about me being me and wanting people to follow along for the right reasons and finding a true connection with someone. And I think that that's important to have. But, no, I don't think that's hanging over at all. I'm not. It was good. I'd never been a part of it. So to be honest with you, Dustin, I was doing a lot more listening than I was talking just because I hadn't really been around long enough to speak up and voice my opinion to a certain point just because I'm not in a position to do that at this point. Maybe if I've been around for 5-6 years, then maybe. But, you know, there was areas where I felt like I needed to speak up, and I tried to, you know, at least lend my 2 cents here and there. But mostly just listening, but I think it's a good opportunity for guys to voice opinion, and it was a good experience for me.
What's the best piece of advice your father gave you?
Oh man, a lot of advice. You know, I think I just think trying to enjoy the moments of what you're doing. You know, I think a lot of times you can take for granted how good. You know, how good you have it in certain areas or whatever it may be. So I think that being appreciative of what you have and what's there for you to take advantage of and the opportunities that could lie ahead, I think is very important and not to lose track of that. It's not at this point, man. I'm year three in, so, you know, I've been listening to people say that for you know, 2 or 3 years now, right? So at this point, it's just me trying to do my thing and trying to go win for no one else but me and my team. So.
What did your dad say about that? Did he try to take the pressure off you?
No, I mean, I think he lets me do my thing, and he lets us do our thing as a team, and he is very he's very into it, and he comes to the track a lot and he's very supportive. I think he enjoys being, you know, being a dad. I think that, you know, sometimes he wishes he could do more just because for so long, you know, he was in the driver's seat and he was making decisions, and I think being a dad but knowing so much about the sport, you wish that you could, you know, do something or do something different or do something to help. But at the end of the day, no, I think he lets me learn lessons as we all have to learn them. A lot of times you have to learn hard lessons yourself and you're on your own, or you'll never figure it out. So I think he knows that, and he's let me kind of live that. No, he didn't get started till he was much, you know, he was a good bit older than I am now when he got going. So don't know. I don't think so. I mean, you guys are doing your jobs, right? You got to ask questions to earn a paycheck. That's what everybody's doing. So, you know, I get it. You might not always get the answers you want to hear, but I understand why you have to ask them.
It's year three of the year. You got to make it happen for yourself. Start getting some victories and, you know, championships.
Year one was the year I wanted to make it happen for myself, and so was year two. So, yes, year three is also the year I want to make it happen for me. Yeah, that's what everybody keeps telling me. You know, I think that we have a good process and we have a good dynamic at the shop and with our meetings and how we do things. We've made some great changes over the past year or so that I think have helped kind of integrate everyone together. And I think that is probably more of a product of the changes on that side that allow us to be more involved with each other, more so than it is me being a better teammate or a better sharer than someone else. I think that we just have more opportunity to do that now.